see my victory. When all I see is a mountain, you see a mountain move. And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. So when I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. And if you are for me, who can be against me? For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. When all I see are the ashes, you see the beauty. When all I see is a cross, God, you see the empty tomb. So when I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. An almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. So when I fight, I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. And oh God, the battle belongs to you.
Amen, and good morning, Grace Bible Fellowship. I love the words to that song. It reminds me of some of the psalms that David wrote. Just an amazing, amazing song. Do you smell anything different today? By the way, I'm gonna come to you while you're in line, and I'm gonna ask you what the sermon was about, and see if any of you can remember. It's kind of hard to stay focused, isn't it? With 20 crock pots of chili over there, or however many there are. But, you know, just thank you for bringing those. What a joy and what a pleasure it is, because all of that stuff in this chili cook-off is just to have fun and all that kind of stuff. But all the money goes to helping children and teenagers go to camp. Amen? So it's a great fundraiser for them every year. Camp is like, I think, like, youth camp now is like up around $350, something like that. And so the money we bring in, you know, that can be a killer if you have more than one kid, right? And so the money we bring in helps everybody that wants to go to camp go to camp. And so I cannot thank you enough for bringing that chili this morning. And by the way, me and Rainwater kind of have a deal that we do. And if you're not a judge, you can't do this if you're a judge. But we take a little bit of every crock pot and put it in one bowl. And that is the best chili I've ever had in my life. And so Gary and I started doing that years ago. Let me just welcome. If you're a guest here, there's a place in your bulletin. I've written all over mine, but it says, "Welcome to Grace Bible Fellowship." You can fill that out, tear it off, put it in the little wood offering box back there, and that lets us know who was here worshiping the Lord with us today. I want to ask you to pray about something. There's a family that are friends of Matt and Stacy Tarr, and there's a family that everything they had got wiped out in that tornado over there in Lingleville. So just pray for that family. Thankfully, they all survived their mobile home going like this. But pray for the family, especially I think the grandfather needs to get healed up. He had some injuries from that. But the mother and the children were okay. And so anyway, just pray for them. Needless to say, when you lose everything, that's pretty devastating. All right, I'm going to ask Debbie Stubbs. She does these quilts of valor for us, and she's going to present three of those this morning for us to members of GBF, and she's from Texas Patriotic Peacemakers. Debbie, come on up, please, ma'am.
This is a part I don't like, but I'll be okay. Good morning. I'm glad to be here one more time. I have been here before. My name is Debbie Stubbs. I live in Clifton. Quilts of Valor is a group that I belong to, and our group is called Texas Patriotic Peacemakers. It's just the area that we cover, McClendon County and Bosque County, and then I end up in Hyco and Hamilton and wherever's close around me because there's not that many groups in Texas as big as it is. So I've come this morning to honor three more veterans at your church. First would be John Homer Woody, if you'll come up. John asked me if he had to speak. If you want to stay down there, we can do it down there. Why don't we do it down there? I'll move down there in a minute. I'm going to talk about each one of them just a few minutes because I do have a little bit about some of them. John served in the Army for 2 years. He was in 1966 to 1968. He was duty stations with Fort Polk, Louisiana, Camp Robbers, California, and Vietnam. I don't know what it is. What the name of it. I can't say it, but he had been in Vietnam. Then he came back to Fort Stewart, Georgia. He operated a crane and bulldozer, and so he's a very important part of our veterans around. My point about Quilts of Valor is I cover every veteran that served. I don't care whether it's working on a truck, being a truck driver. You all had to serve, and that's part of what I do. Okay, next, if we'll come up, I have Tom Robinson. Tom served in the Vietnam era, 1970 to 1976, so I say 6 years. And he served went to Germany, deployed in Germany six times. He was an in-flight refueling repairman. So if somebody doesn't repair our airplanes, how do they get there? And then, so I want to thank him for his service. My last one is Robert Franklin. If my math is right, Robert was in the Air Force, and I have him for 25 years. He was 1978 to 2003. He was in Texas, California, Maine, Arizona, England, Panama, Ecuador, and then Diego Garcia. He was a lieutenant colonel, spent many years flying B-52 bombers and setting nuclear alerts during the Cold War. He also ran the counter-drug center for the U.S. Southern Command in Panama, flew a combat crew over Baghdad, Iraq, during Desert Storm, and taught navigation and electronic warfare. So he's been a little more involved, and he was a good guy. So one of the things that I get to do, and I'm going to put this down when I get through telling this, one of the things that I do with this is I'm a civilian. This is an award to these guys from me, or from Quilts of Valor. So part of the Quilts of Valor thing is it's a way that a civilian can make award to a veteran. So what I do with my quilts is I'll show each one of them their quilts, and then I'll wrap each one of them in a quilt, and I'll present them with an award certificate. I'm going to go down there because it's easier for them to get up here, and I can get down these stairs maybe. So if you'll bear with me, I'm going to get down a minute.
Thank you, Debbie, and congratulations to each of these men. We appreciate you and the sacrifice you've made on all of our behalf. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning, and so I invite you just to bow with me. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and we thank you for this precious time that we have to be able to get together as family and worship you. And so it's a very, very special time for us, and one of the reasons that we have this time is because of men like these three that were honored this morning. And so we're thankful for them and for their sacrifices that they've made on behalf of our nation. Lord, today we lift up the friends of Matt and Stacy, and we just pray that you would wrap your loving arms around them through your people and help them to experience your peace and your presence in a miraculous way during a time of all kinds of uncertainty. And so we pray that you would even bless them and they would be able to look back and remember this time and remember the ways that you showed up. Remember the ways that you provided for them. Remember the ways that you protected them. And Father, we also today, we are here to praise you. This service is really not about us. It's about you. So help us to turn our hearts and our minds towards you. Lord, clear our minds of different things that we have going on. Some of the things we have going on in life may be painful, some hurtful, some fearful. Lord, we ask that you take those things from us and that by faith we praise you, worship you, and thank you today, and that we surrender to you today. For the next hour, we want you to be God. We want to surrender everything that's going on in our lives, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it is, and allow you to be the Lord of our lives for this next hour while we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder, show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Worthy of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes. constant wonder to show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you. And I will not be shaken.
They are having a party over there, if y'all can hear that.
I was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running out of time. Sin separated. The breach was far too wide. From the far side of the chasm, you had me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross you paid the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had hope. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. You took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has been. For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. There's nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood. The blood that calls us sons and daughters. We are ransomed by our Father through the blood. The blood. There's nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood. The blood that calls us sons and daughters. We are ransomed by our Father through the blood. The blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. Glory to his name. The blood applied. Glory to his name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. Up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name. Your rich in love and your soul to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never for. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. I worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is frail, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship his holy name. Oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Worship your holy name, Lord, I worship your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. Lord, I worship your holy name.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for all of it, and I pray that the smells don't distract us from the message that you've given Chris to bring to us this morning. Father, I thank you for these opportunities to come together in fellowship. But I pray that during this time, as Chris brings us your word, that you will give us ears to hear. Remove the distractions, not just the smell of the chili, Father. Some of us have worries and anxieties about what is going on later today, what we may have to face this week. And I pray that you will remind us we can lay that at your feet this morning. We can rest and abide in you. And Father, I pray that that peace and comfort that we feel is something that we strive for this week, that we wouldn't go back to trying to solve our problems on our own, trying to figure things out on our own, but that we would default to running to our Father, that we would abide in you, be in your word, be in conversation with you throughout our days, not just here on a Sunday morning, but as we go to work, as we're driving, as we're interacting with our friends, Father, that you would be the forefront and center of all of it. We pray that this service brings you glory, Father, and that our fellowship afterwards will too. And we thank you for this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Matt. In your bulletin, you got a little prayer guide. These are things that you can pray, literally, for the rest of the year as we build this building that we're building. We have an amazing privilege. We've been given a privilege to be able to build a new church building for the Lord. I was reading about just the other day the privilege that Solomon considered it that God allowed him to build the temple. And we've been given that privilege. And so these are prayers that you can keep. Keep them in your Bible wherever is handy for you. And pray these things for our church family. There's about five or six of them on here. Pray these things for our church family as we continue building this church building that we're building. All right, we're back in Galatians. Ironically, this is kind of interesting to me. I forgot that the next passage was about sowing and reaping. I got up before you last Sunday and said, pray for sowers, with no clue that I was fixing to preach about sowing and reaping. But pray for those. Sowers are, they're an interesting breed to me, because they take what they have and they spread it around and they give to God's kingdom without knowing that they may never see the harvest. And that to me is just really cool. I love that. And but that's what we're going to talk about this morning in Galatians chapter 6, sowing and reaping, beginning with verse 6. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. This is an absolute law. One of God's absolute laws. You see it in agriculture. You see it in all kinds of areas of life. Verse 8. For the one who sows to his own flesh, to please himself, will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. And so Paul starts out this passage on sowing and reaping by reminding the believers in verse 6 of their responsibility to share in the material support of those who teach them the Word of God. In fact, you can tell by his wording that he uses here that he wants the learners and their teachers to see their roles as a partnership. And this leads us to point number one in your notes this morning. This is a biblical partnership where the minister is called to share spiritual gifts with the learner, and the learner is called to share material gifts with the teacher or the minister. In fact, the phrase to share comes from the word koinonia, which also means to have fellowship. In other words, in the family of God, the learner does not see his financial support as payment to his teacher, but as sharing fellowship with his teacher. Thus, in a church anointed by God's grace, the teacher and the learner relationship is to be one of rich fellowship. But nowhere does the Word of God support consumerism Christianity, where God's people just show up and they take without giving back. Nowhere in God's Word does He support consumerism Christianity, where God's people just show up and soak up and never give back to the Lord to further his kingdom. In God's kingdom, Christian teaching and Christian learning is meant to be a partnership, listen to this, where both share in the responsibility of furthering God's kingdom. Amen? Look back at verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. So Paul follows up this absolute rule of sowing and reaping with a warning. A warning to those who just sit and soak up all the benefits without significantly sharing in the support of Christ's church. They will reap what they sow. God will not be mocked, for whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. This leads us to point number two this morning in your notes. Number one, the minister is called to share spiritual gifts with the learner, and the learner is called to share material gifts with the teacher. Number two, the Bible gives strong warnings to those who are Christians, those who are Christ followers, and use all their material blessings from the Lord to invest only in the things of this world and not in God's kingdom. The Bible gives strong warnings to those who are Christians, who are Christ followers, and use all their material blessings to invest only in the things of this world for themselves and not in God's kingdom. Listen to Paul's warning to the believers in Corinth. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, each man's work will be shown for what it is, because the day of judgment will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, meaning it's eternal, he will receive his reward. However, if it's burned up, meaning that it's of this world, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. And so Paul states that even the believer who fails to invest in Christ's kingdom while here on earth will suffer the consequences when everything he has is burned up. He himself will be saved. Why? Because he was saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? He himself will be saved because he was saved by grace, not by works, but by grace through his faith in Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior, but only as one escaping through flames, the Bible says. And here in chapter 6, Paul issues another strong warning to the Galatians by referring to an absolute law in the agricultural world, which is the process of sowing and reaping. Some call it the law of the harvest. Some call it the law of returns. But everyone in Paul's audience would have understood this, right? They would have understood this reference to sowing and reaping. And Paul's point is that just like this law is unstoppable in the agricultural world, it is also unstoppable in the world, in the spiritual world of ethical and moral conduct. God cannot be mocked. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Look back at verses 7 and 8. Paul says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will reap from the flesh corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." Number one, the minister is called to share spiritual gifts with the learner, and the learner is called to share material gifts with the teacher. Number two, the Bible gives strong warnings to those who are Christ followers and use all their material blessings to invest only in the things of this world and not in God's kingdom. Number three, those who sow seeds indulging in the flesh, indulging in the sinful nature, bring corruption on themselves, while those who sow seeds of obedience to God's word will reap the blessings that come from the Spirit. Sorry, I'm still on Advil. So God, listen to this. This is really important to understand. God is not the one bringing corruption on those who choose to sow seeds of the sinful nature. Galatians 5, 19 through 21 gives you the list of the sinful nature. They are bringing corruption on themselves, the Bible says. Put another way, they are reaping the natural consequences of what they have sown in their own lives. For example, if you sow dishonesty, you will, it may take a while, but you will eventually reap broken relationships. Amen? If you sow dishonesty, you're going to eventually find yourself in the middle of broken relationships. If you sow dishonesty, another consequence of that is you're going to find yourself a lonely person because people won't be able to trust you anymore. So you can blame God for their consequences, and many do, but God doesn't have to punish you because you're facing the natural consequences of his absolute law that rules the universe, which is the law of sowing and reaping. God cannot be mocked. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will automatically reap destruction. However, for the believer who chooses to sow to the Spirit, meaning they sow the seeds of God's word into their lives. Remember, the Holy Spirit always uses and honors the word of God in your life. Amen? Always. But the people that choose to sow seeds of God's word into their lives, they will naturally reap the blessings or the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is listed in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Look at that with me in your notes. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so that's why Paul is encouraging the Galatians, these young Christians, these young believers in Galatia, to walk by the Spirit, because then they will naturally reap the fruit of the Spirit. And the reason he has to continuously admonish them is because he knows that there will be times that they will stumble and fall back into sin. They don't cease to be Christians. They've been saved by grace. There are times in the life of every believer we lose our focus on the gospel. Amen? Some of you right now, you're focused on chili. Amen? By the way, if you're a guest here, I'm not going to really ask you if you remember the sermon. I was just messing with the kids this morning, okay? But there's times in the life of every believer we lose our focus on the gospel, on the word of God, and we fall back into sin. And so Paul warns them again, remember, God is not mocked. Whenever you sow seeds of the sin nature to please yourself, remember, there's an absolute law at work, and you will reap what you sow. And if you sow seeds of the sinful nature, then you will reap destruction. Sin always leads, listen to this, sin always leads, maybe not in the same season you sow it, but it always leads to some form of destruction. Always. And so Paul admonishes them in chapter 5, verses 24 and 25. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus, they've crucified the flesh with its passions and desires, meaning the flesh no longer has power to control you, because the Bible says in 1 John 4:4, greater is he who is in you than he is who is in the world. Amen? So that's been crucified. You need to understand that, and you need to believe it, and you need to walk in it. The sinful things no longer control you. They no longer have power over you anymore if you're in Jesus Christ, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Then Paul says in verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Why? So that we can reap the fruit of the Spirit. All right, I need to explain one last thing from this passage for you today. Look at verses 9 and 10. The Bible says, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are in the household of faith." Especially to our own family, right? Take care of your own family, God is saying. You know, I'm willing to help all kinds of people unless they are a threat to my family. I'm willing to open my door up to people. We have people that don't even go to church. Some come into our home sometimes and do Christmas with us, do Thanksgiving with us. I'm willing to open my door to just about anybody unless you threaten my family. My job as dad, as the father of my household, is to take care of and protect my family. It's to feed my family. It's to love my family. And maybe even at times discipline my family. And at times Andrea disciplines me. Amen. And so, but listen to what he's saying here. Because you never sow and reap in the same season, right? You never sow and reap in the same season. Andrew and I sowed some wildflowers. I was asking Beth and Bev, did y'all give us these wild, I couldn't remember who gave them to us, these wildflowers a while back. But we sowed wildflowers in the fall, but we're still hoping we're going to see them in the spring, right? I didn't stand out there waiting to see if I was going to reap what I sowed, right? There ain't no way. Because I got to go through winter, right? And then hopefully in the spring those dudes will pop up. Well, I don't even remember what they are anymore, but we'll see. We'll see if I even sowed them right. But anyway. Okay, so you never sow and reap in the same season, but you always reap what you sow in time. You always. It's an absolute law. You always reap what you sow in time, and it's usually in another season. In fact, much of the good seed we sow here on earth will be rewarded in eternity, the Bible says. In heaven, the Bible says. In fact, and don't miss this, that's also why we tend to think we can get away with sin. Because we don't necessarily reap the destruction of our sins in the same season that we sow them. And so Paul says, look, man, let me forewarn you, God cannot be mocked. You will reap whatever you sow. And for those of you who are keeping in step with the Spirit, do not lose heart. Your reward is coming. It may come to you while you're here on this earth, but it will most certainly come to you in eternity if you do not give up. And so Paul encourages them in verses 9 and 10, do not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are in the household of faith. Will you join me in prayer this morning? Now, you may be here today, or you may be watching today, and today you would like to receive God's truth about how you can get to heaven. How you can spend eternity in a relationship with Him in a perfect place called heaven. And you realize that you can never work your way to heaven. The only way you get there is through God's grace. Through the free gift of God's grace. Because you understand that God is holy, meaning He's completely separated from sin. And you understand that you were born with a sin nature that separates you from Him. Until you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and your personal Savior. No matter what you do, it'll never be good enough, because God is holy and righteous. But God himself came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ to live a perfect life and die in your place, my place, for the payment of our sins. And so maybe today you would like to accept God's free gift of salvation and eternal life by placing your faith in God's one and only Son and God's one and only Savior, the Bible says, for the forgiveness of your sins. If so, you might want to repeat a prayer somewhat like this after me, and I say somewhat because these are not magic words. The only thing that matters is you mean it in your heart, that you're surrendering your life to Jesus Christ and asking him to be your Lord and your Savior. Lord Jesus, I realize that you are the God of the universe and the Savior of the world. And today I want to trust in you and your sacrifice on the cross for my sins. I want to trust in your resurrection from the dead for my salvation. And I confess to you that I'm a sinner in need of mercy and forgiveness. So today I'm asking for your mercy and I'm asking for your forgiveness. I'm asking you for the power to turn from my sins. And I'm asking you for the grace to submit to your authority. Lord, forgive me for playing God and trying to run my own life. I'm ready to transfer control of my life to you to be my Lord and Savior. I'm ready to start living a life of love so that I'm abiding in you, making my home in you and allowing your word to abide and make its home in me. And I thank you for loving me enough to die for me, to save me from my sins and make me a child of God. Friend, if you said that prayer and you meant it in your heart, you are a child of God. And God places his Holy Spirit to live in you, to guide you, to convict you of sin, and to give you a purpose for your life. Or maybe you're already a believer. And you're here today, and you might want to say a prayer somewhat like this. Heavenly Father, help me to be more aware than ever before of the seeds that I sow in my life. Am I sowing seeds of selfishness? Sowing seeds of things that are of this world that are going to burn up? Or am I sowing seeds of eternal life? And help me to focus on remaining in Christ and allowing his word to remain, make its home in me, so that I can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, teach me what it looks like to live a life of loving and serving others so that I can fulfill the law of Christ. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Matt's going to lead us in our closing song, and I'm going to be at the front. If you'd like me to pray with you or for you, I'd be happy to do so. Just meet me right up here at the front. Let's stand as we sing.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art.
Amen. Let me share a few things with you real quick. Let's see. We've got our senior adult lunch is going to be actually at Bill and Judy Hawkins. Bill and Judy, wave at everybody. There they are right over there. That's where the senior. And then remember next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, but the next Wednesday, there's no activities because of spring break. March 30th, we'll be doing the Lord's Supper in here in the morning service. And then if you want to go through GBF 101, if you want to go through a class, it's a three-hour class that I teach. We break it up and have finger foods and stuff like that and have a good time together. But if you want to, we believe about our salvation. If you want to hear what we believe about our purpose and how we're structured as a church, I teach all those things, and you can sign up back there on that table between those two dudes sitting back there ready to go get chili. Yeah, Chris waved at everybody. You can sign up back there on that table to take GBF 101, okay? All right, Andrea, come up and give us instructions. The kids are ready to get in line.
Did they make it in here? Awesome. Okay, yes, we have 21 or 22. We have a lot of chili, so I'm excited to share that with everybody. Here's the chaos that's about to descend upon. When we break, if you all could, some of you go to the back hallway, grab all of the tables, bring them around through here before we get it full. Getting chilly. We're going to bring those around. They'll put the round tables, the long tables here. We'll put right in this area right here. We'll put the chairs around them. And then as soon as we get the tables and chairs set up, I mean, we can begin lining up, you know, just whenever. But we need our judges to go through first. They have the fun chore of filling 20 little cups to taste all of the chili. And then just as a thank you, they get a bottle of smart water because they have to be smart right now. And they get a roll of Tums and gum for the after effect. So we will let our judges. I'm going to have you four, which we've got Riley Walker, Jeff Berklow, Jeff Becker, and Matt Hiltz. And they get in line first for doing that. and then the person that gets, the people that can go second, I want, if you eat gluten-free, I would like them to get in line second. We also have a special, one of our parents has got a set of the Fritos and the cheese, the sour cream that's not going to get contaminated. You can come see Brittany. Where's Brittany? Raise your hand. She will be behind the drinks. She's got the gluten-free condiments, and there's a gluten-free chili. So our gluten-free people go next. Then our veterans today may go. And their wives, yes. Y'all may go next, and we thank you so much, of course, for your service, and then everybody else can go. So we will start back there at the table. There's a little small table right there. There is a bear in two places. You can feed the bear for your donation. Also, my Venmo is there. If you prefer to send Venmo, then I just print out the transactions and donate all those to the church. There is also the prizes for the three that win after the judges taste everything are back there. They've got mugs, first, second, and third place this year. So those are all back there. So we'll line up back there, come through, and then y'all can eat out here and enjoy and fellowship, and then we'll deliver, or we'll call out the prize winners, and then everybody can go home and take a good afternoon nap. So we do need to pick up the chairs, though, and so all of these chairs, if y'all would pick up the chair you're in and just line it up across here, Matt. But we want to leave the outlets open because it's our 1 to 2 times a year we get to fully vacuum this area. So leave our outlets open. After we stack probably 10 deep, they start falling. So, you know, let's just we'll stack them all down that row, you know, right there. Most of all these chairs I think we'll use around tables. So, but all of these will go up against the wall. These will go around tables. And with that, I'm going to ask the parents of the preteeners if you guys can help get things ready, taking the lids off the pots and getting the cheese and stuff out. As soon as Chris blesses it, then we should be able to go. Any questions? It's going to be great. Thank y'all for the way you support these kids to go to camp.
All right, you did good. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and I'll ask him to bless the food. Father, we thank you for this day, and what a great blessing it is just to be able to come here and worship you. I thank you for the amazing privilege it is to serve you and worship you. And Lord, I thank you for all the people who brought chili that can help all these students, all these children and teenagers go to camp. I pray you just bless it all, and that it would be a huge blessing to them, and it would be a huge blessing to your kingdom. We love you and thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you continue to do. In Jesus' name,